With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the second chapter in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Rambam writes in Halacha Hey that Hoya Oisik b'Talmud Torah, if a person is occupied in studying Torah, and v'higi azman krishman, the time to the recite of the Shema has arrived. Says Rambam, Poisik v'koida, that you have to interrupt the Torah study. You are obligated to read the Shema and umevarech lefaneha ula achreha. You also, once you are reading the Shema, need to add the brachas prior and post. And just for the sake of clarity, that this halacha is also on those who toirasam umanusam. So we have a category of people who are called people whose sole occupation is Torah study. In the times of Chazal, the example would be Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, such people, Bechlal, never interrupt their Torah study, except to perform mitzvahs that cannot be performed by others. But other than that, they don't interrupt their Torah learning, not even to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Even such people, again, they don't daven Shmoneh Esrei, but they are obligated to interrupt their Torah study to read the Shema. Weiter says the Rambam, however, hoya oisek b'tzarchei rabim, if a person is involved in communal matters, that's different. Then lo yafsik, that person does not interrupt that communal occupation, that communal need. Elo yigmoy riskeim, finish doing your tzarchei tzibur, and then if you have enough time to read the Shema, then you're obligated to read the Shema. So the Rebbe in Likutei Sichos, Chelek Tezayin, page 380, points out the following. That here you see the awesomeness of those who are oiskim b'tzorchei tzibur over those who are occupied in learning Torah, even those already on the level of Torasim Umunasim. By the very fact that, as we just mentioned, even a Yid who's Torasim Umunasim, he does not have the right to keep on learning. He has to stop his learning to recite the Shema. When the person is oisik b'tzorchei tzibur, that person doesn't interrupt his occupation, his communal occupation. Even though, as far as one's own shleimus, learning Torah adds to your own shleimus. However, being that the kavana for which we are here is to make the world into a living place to God, we are not living for ourselves, not even for our ruchnis dikir selves. We're living here for God. And for God's kavana, this is expressed in this halacha. And the Rebbe says more. The Rebbe points out that the very definition of toirasam umanusam is someone who's taka 24/7 involved in Torah study. Even he has to stop learning to say the Shema. The person who's oisik b'tzorchei tzibur, the one who doesn't stop for the Shema, isn't only a person who's 24/7 involved in tzorchei rabim. Even if it's a person that has his or own or her own life, but if right now, at this moment, they are involved in a communal affair, in a communal matter, then indeed they don't stop. They don't stop their tzorchei tzibur. And here we see that Rebbe says the prioritization and the importance, this is not minimizing the awesomeness of those people that are only learning Torah, Torasam Umanasam, but the superiority of those who are Oisik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, that indeed these people, we are the people, when we get onto this path with the help of Hashem, we are the ones that bring godliness into the entire world. We affect other Yidden, and ultimately it is dafka, this avoid of tzorchei tzibur, that will arouse all the Yidden to do tshuva, and that will indeed bring the immediate redemption.